Just how physical and challenging is their defense, especially their defensive front?
Yeah, I mean, I noticed, I mean, significantly their defensive line was very strong and got a lot of movement, something that I've personally never have you know, experienced. But, you know, I felt like our guys fought and they never gave up and they gave their best effort. And, you know, they weren't, you know, the line wasn't perfect, but I wasn't perfect as well. You know, there's multiple plays, you know, out there that I missed a guy wide open or, you know, didn't go through my progression the right way. So it was a team effort and, you know, there's, you know, I got to get better. And I know there's a lot of this falls on me and I'll take full responsibility. I want it on my shoulders, you know, and because our guys, you know, they don't deserve to feel that, you know, the way that we feel in the locker room today. But at the same time, I know we got a lot of great leaders on this team and a lot of great guys that I know are not going to dwell from this, and we're going to learn from it and move on.
Take us through the touchdown pass.
Yeah, so we got a turnover. It got some momentum. And I read man coverage. So I checked the play to an inside fade with Dalton Schoen and had a good matchup and looked off the safety to give myself a little bit more time and stepped into it and just threw it in the corner of the end zone, and he made a great play.
How big was Wyatt's turnover, the interception?
Then? Yeah, it was a great play. Something that we needed. We just needed some momentum, something to get us going, provide us a little spark, and Wyatt made a great play and got some run after the catch too, put us in a great, great position, and I think we scored that first play right after that. So.
You referred to that feeling in the locker room. What would you say this team's confidence is right now after kind of a disappointing showing in game one? And that
yeah, I mean, I think you'd be surprised. We're definitely searching for an identity, I guess you could say, but confidence isn't, I mean, it's not lost. You know, it's something that I feel like our guys still have. We're just disappointed because we know that we're better than what we're putting out in the field right now, and that's a frustrating feeling. But I feel like our confidence is there. I have a lot of confidence, you know, and our guys, and we're going to get after it and get better.
No touchdowns in the first two games at halftime. What do you have to do to get your offense rolling earlier in the game?
Yeah, I mean, we just gotta focus on starting. I feel like it's taking us a while to get going, starting to get in the rhythm, and defense has to make a play. We have to get a, you know, special teams play before we kind of get some momentum going. But, you know, it's just – what Coach Snyder, you know, talked about all the time is just starting the game strong and finishing the game strong and playing four quarters. And we haven't started very well so far this year. But, you know, I'm really, like I've said many times, I'm going to do my best to really focus on what we need to work on. And I'm going to try to get our guys focused up, and we're going to get ready for UTSA.
Was just on there. Talk about the offensive line coming into the season.
Yeah.
Just with all the experience they have coming back, do you get the sense that those guys are discouraged at all?
You know, I mean, I wouldn't say discouraged or lack of confidence or anything. They're just, I mean, we got tested today. That was one of the best D-lines they're going to see all year. But, I mean, those guys deserve so much credit. You know, they've kept me upright and kept me clean so many times. And, you know, I understand. I mean, I'm not pointing fingers at nobody. You know, there was the whole offensive unit that struggled today. You know, I know those guys. Coach Dickey's gonna get them right, and they're gonna be fully invested in this week, and we're gonna move forward. And that's the main thing for this team is we gotta focus on moving forward and not hanging our heads and dwelling on this and allow it to affect our upcoming games.
What seems to be holding you guys back? You guys have been able to get to the opponent's 40-yard line today,
yeah,
and just haven't been able to get any further. What seems to be holding you guys back?
I'll just say, I mean, I feel like we're just struggling trying to find our identity on offense. We're trying to find some continuity, some rhythm, and we don't really, I feel like we're established that yet. And I feel like whenever that does come, that it will help us a lot. And it's just, it's going to take some time, you know, and it's something that this is a little bump in the road, man. We're just going to have to work through it and not give up and be able to, you know, buckle down and just really, really focus on our mistakes and areas we need to get better at and then go and apply it.
Try the defense.